the reason why my friend from Cameroon was saying no is because you were not stable. Build yourself. Say no today so that you can say yes tomorrow. They may hate you today, but tomorrow when you finish school and you start making a little bit of money and you are more comfortable, then you can start helping them. They will forget that you have said no once. But if you keep on giving and giving and giving, most of them are not grateful. Especially those who only call you for money. They will never be grateful. It will never be enough for them. It will never be enough for them. They will take, they will take, they will take, they will take. That's what they do. And this is not to promote individualism. This is to say you have to have a spirit of discernment. You are the one working the money. You are the one who knows your priorities. Then focus on your priorities and set standards. If you know that doing this is going to be a burden, then set some boundaries. Even to your own mothers. Mommy, I already sent you $100. This is what you're going to use until I'm able to afford anything else. Most of the time you know when mom or dad or the siblings or the cousins are trying to take advantage of you. You know.
For more encouragement and inspirational insights, please join me on my podcast called Endless, now playing on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.
Say no, I don't have. And let them talk. Let them insult you. Let them call you all names. But you know the truth about yourself. You know the truth about your situation. You know that you haven't had a job in a while. And the job that you just got, you have to pay all those debts that you have. You can't afford. You can't do all of that. You know you want to do your business. And you need to save for that. Someone calls you all of a sudden, all they want is money. Say no. You are going to school. You know you have to pay $3,000 for your tuition. If you do not pay for that tuition, if you are an international student, you may go out of status. Someone is calling to ask for money. You say no. They won't die. Because you have to pay for that tuition so that you can stay in status and then you can graduate. You need to be firm. You need to let them know that right now, times are tough for everybody.
You can also have your own copy of my inspirational quotes on Amazon. Enjoy your reading.
What do we do here in the state? Most of us are CNA. Some of us are cleaners. Some of us have three jobs. Some of us are babysitters and nannies, delivery people, cashiers, all the small jobs. Before we can reach a certain level of stable financial income, then when we leave that, and then fortunately we become nurses, we become architects, engineers, we become doctors. Most people don't know what you have done to become that engineer, to become that financial analyst. They don't know that you worked in a factory for a year, for 2 years. They don't know that you were doing three jobs just to take care of madame, the children, and going to school. On top of that, sending money home. You save a little bit of your money and you send home to build something. When you get home, somebody has just used up your money. There's not even a land, or if there is a land, no construction has started. So the power of saying no is essential to our growth, and it is essential to who we want to become. What kind of citizen, what kind of community members, what kind of patriot we want to be in our community, not only abroad, but especially back home. And we need to be able to educate them. Thankfully now with the innovation and technology, hope some of them can see, but it looks like most of them only see what they want to see. They only believe what they want to believe. They don't want to admit that there is also suffering in America, when every single day even America shows them that yes, indeed there is suffering. If you go on Google and type poverty in America, you will see pictures. Granted, there are opportunities here in this country, in Europe, there are opportunities. We're not negating that. I'm not saying that there are none. But I'm also a true believer that there are opportunities back home. We just take the easy way out of thinking, oh, it's because I'm not abroad, that's why I'm not successful. Mm-mm. I know Africans right now in Africa that lives better life than me here. I mean, they are living it. They are on the top of the game. And they don't need to be in America. They don't need to be in Asia. They don't need to be in Europe to be who they are. So it's all about your future. Sometimes you must say no to the things that hold us back, to the emotional guilt that always comes saying, oh, I need to do this for my family. That itch that cripples you, that you feel like, okay, you know, this money I need to send. And no, you don't need to send. What you need to do is change your mindset, have a goal, make a plan, save your money to see what goes where, what can you afford. Once you finish all of that, then if there is a need back home and it's an urgent need, maybe you can consider. People don't realize the stress that some of us go through. The stress of paying bills, the stress of resolving our immigration status, the stress of going to school, the stress of belonging, the stress of speaking a language that we don't master, the stress of going through the cultural shock and the food shock and the musical shock and all the changes, the decisions that we make, sometimes to satisfy our family because we are under pressure. Because we want to make sure that our family is well. There is nothing wrong with that, in us wanting for our family to be better. It becomes a problem when that desire becomes our destroyer. So please do remember the message today. N-O, no, is a very important, powerful word. You can only give what you have. You must have to give. In order to have, you have to make it happen. You have to save. You have to invest. You have to work. You have to stay focused. You have to have a goal. If you do not have a goal, you'll be stretched apart. You'll be torn apart. Your goal helps you to stay focused, helps you to say that this request is taking me away from my goal. Once you are able to see clearly in your own life, then you can actually add true value to yourself, to your family, to your community, and to your country, if you think that far. So next time someone comes and asks for something, and you know you cannot afford it, just say no. If there are true people, they will understand. But if they're just coming to get something from you, then you are better off.